With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Satellite photos taken for and analyzed by the Associated Press show a recent Israeli airstrike on Iran has caused damage at an Iranian Revolutionary Guard base.
These photos are important for a couple of reasons. The first is that it shows damage in Iran's Semnan province. Iran so far hasn't said that any attacks took place in Semnan province. It's not one of the three provinces that they initially announced after Israel's attack on Saturday. Secondly, this attack seemed to have targeted a main building that's involved in building Iran's ballistic missiles, the same kind of missiles that were used in Iran's attacks on Israel in April as well as in October.
Correspondent John Gambrell. The damage at the base in Shahrud raises new questions about Israel's attack early Saturday, particularly as it took place in an area previously unacknowledged by Tehran and involved the Guard, a powerful force within Iran's theocracy that so far has remained silent about any possible damage it suffered from the assault. In top battleground states, former President Trump is leading Vice President Kamala Harris consistently. More on this story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Republican presidential candidate leads his Democratic opponent 48.4% to 47.5% overall. In Arizona, Trump leads 49 to 47.7%. Nevada has him ahead by a slim margin at 48.8% to 47.1%. Wisconsin has him leading 48.3% to 47.8%. In Pennsylvania, he's just ahead at 47.9% to Harris's 47.5%. And North Carolina has Trump leading 48.6% to 47.7%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 154 points. The Nasdaq rose 145. This is SRN News. The National Religious Broadcasters want you to vote.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in several states are trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has mandated that schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passed a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms, the subject of a federal lawsuit. And the Texas Education Agency proposed a reading curriculum including the Old and New Testaments. This is SRN News. A drug maker benefits from COVID.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
NASA says a recently discovered comet has broken apart as it approached the sun. The space agency said Tuesday its sun-observing spacecraft captured the moment when the comet broke into chunks this week. Astronomers have been tracking the comet since it was discovered in September by a telescope in Hawaii. It's thought to be part of a family of comets that pass incredibly close to the sun. More details at srnnews.com.